Good morning. You've been very patient. So we've got about three more minutes. Jeff tells me to go over what regional and community fairs have done since 2008 to help mitigate the foreclosure crisis. We have a very diverse community that we have to reach, and we have a broad spectrum of stakeholders. They include homeowners, housing counselors, advocacy groups, elected officials, and academics. So we really needed a multi-pronged strategy to reach these groups. We had actually a three-prong approach. We provided targeted help directly to local communities and borrowers. We wanted to broaden intermediate channels of communications throughout the region. And we wanted to create a broad public channel of communication. And by doing this, we'd reach, we hoped, all of our stakeholders. Let's look first at the targeted efforts towards local communities and borrowers. We did multiple kinds of partnering with local communities and borrowers to provide technical assistance, to provide forms to explain the foreclosure process and the what the subprime mortgage market was. If you think back to the beginning of the crisis, many of us weren't familiar with the terminology of the mortgage market or of the process of foreclosure. This required a good deal of explanation to the nonprofits and local community groups that wanted to help mitigate the crisis. We convened focus groups, and we did intake to gather intelligence about what were the issues that were troubling the areas over time. And over time, these issues changed. We partnered with local and national stakeholders to provide foreclosure prevention and mitigation advice with housing counselors and mortgage services present to directly help troubled borrowers. And lastly, on the local effort, we co-sponsored the Lawyers Foreclosure and Innovation Network, which we call ELFIN, with the City Bar Justice Center. Since its inception of May in 2008, approximately 200 New York City borrowers received pro bono assistance when they were facing foreclosure. On the intermediate channel of communication, the foregoing presentations really talked about statewide averages or averages for entire metro areas. We created a new publication, Facts and Trends, to provide rigorous analysis for troubled and low income and moderate communities. We targeted first three issues for New Jersey, upstate New York, and Long Island. And here the focus was really on the most vulnerable sectors of society, not the statewide averages. Let's just skip over this if we've really got 3 minutes. And lastly, grow to the broad public channels of communication, which is really a top-down approach. So we did a couple of things here. We annotated key research papers which were targeted for academic markets to make them accessible to executives who were at state housing finance agencies and weren't really familiar with a 30-page paper of econometric equations. They really needed the bottom line information. We created an electronic version of a quarterly research publication put out by research to make available U.S. credit conditions nationwide at the regional level. And this covered all kinds of credit, not just mortgages, but housing, auto, student loan, revolving credit at a very detailed level. I'm going to go back one. And we also created what is, to the best of our knowledge, the largest publicly available data site containing mortgage credit condition data down to a very local level. I'm getting a speed up sign. So the details of all of these pieces are in the packet which you were given when you walked into the room. Most of the efforts that I've described here, I've referenced in that package, so you'll find the direct links to the website of the document. Turn it over to Jeff.